honestly only have one question on this show, and it's how's life going?
How's life going? You know, regardless with like everything going on in our bat crazy country right now, I think it's going, personally, I'm enjoying life. I'm really happy where I'm at. I'm thankful for like the opportunities that are like, you know, risen like throughout all of this. And yeah, life's going pretty well. I'm happy.
That's awesome. I'm glad to hear.
All right. Return question. How's life going for you?
It's give and take.
Yeah. That's life though. That's life. You have to experience.
Exactly. Right now, been furloughed twice, then let go like altogether. So basically I've been at home. I've been job searching, but nothing in particular. So I've been doing a lot of creative stuff, continuing this podcast. I've been writing a bunch. I've made 2 music videos so far for a friend of mine.
Oh, and cool.
Just trying to stay creative and start reading again, which I don't do.
Do you have any books on your list yet? Because I have some really good books for you.
Well, I have like books I've bought over the years. Right now, the one I'm reading, not really like a novelization or anything. It's a study on John Williams and his music.
Oh,
which
nice.
Was recommended by me by someone I follow who talks about the music. So it's really interesting.
Okay. So if you get a chance, it's a short read. I recommend The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements. What's that about?
So I feel like it can kind of correlate to your podcast on the whole, like, how's life? It just like, it's like four like really good ideologies to kind of just live by like throughout life. It's kind of like a, I don't know if I describe it as like a self-help book, but like a really, it's just like a kind of like a powerful inspirational novel.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you really want a good inspiration, my last episode was with Natalie. Really great. She had a bunch to say about just like kind of lifting yourself up through like the darkest of times and stuff like that. It's a great listen.
So where do you find the podcasts? Like, where do you post them to?
So right now it's on iTunes, Spotify, and Audioboom. It's also on other stuff. I don't know what. It's just Audioboom is the host website that I use.
Mm-hmm.
And it spreads it out to various like third-party websites.
Okay. What's she up to? I always see her mom around Benicia, like when I'm in town, and she always talks to my mom. And I hear she's killing it. So like, I definitely got to listen to that podcast.
Oh, yeah. No, right now she's working 2 jobs. I do this every week. Like, don't ask me the week before. It's like, oh, what's that person doing? I'm like, fudge.
I'm just going to rewind the podcast. That's awesome. You got these on like different platforms though. Cause like, I don't know. I feel like developing my own website was like kind of like a task for myself, but you like were able to take the initiative and do something very similar on like multiple platforms. So
what's helpful is Audioboom is very user friendly. So once I plug everything in, it just automatically uploads it on all these different websites.
Nice.
I have not tried building a website yet. That's something I need to get around to because right now all I have is a YouTube page that I just started up. So I've been using that as my website.
Okay. YouTube's a great platform. My cousin actually just started a vlog. Her like boyfriend's into like software engineering or something like that. So he like does these amazing edits on like these videos that they just take off a GoPro. But if you ever need help building a website, that's like kind of like my side gig that I do. I manage a medical device company right now, but when I was going to university, you know, I was working as a trainer, doing like in person and then doing online. So when I did that, I built a website so I would have a platform to like communicate to my online clients with. It's pretty easy, honestly. Wix.com is super user friendly. When I went to ASU, I actually took a class and they had an assignment where you had to create it. But yeah, Wix.com. Try that for your website.
Okay. Definitely try that, and I'll ask you if I have any questions, which I probably will.
Yeah. Always here. 100%. Now, is your brother, my mom and I also keep seeing him. Where is he working now?
Matthew?
Yeah.
He's at Costco. Yeah, everyone sees him there now.
Okay.
Yeah. He's been running into everybody. So it's been fun for him.
Yeah. I feel like when you're at like any common area where like everyone has to go to eventually, like Costco, you know, probably run into a lot of people. Yeah, because he was my brother's grade. So that's how. Yeah.
What's your brother's name again?
William.
William. That's right. How's he doing?
well, I can give you the sugar-coated, or I can give you the real version.
Well, that depends. What do you want me to keep and what do you want me to cut out?
You know, we're all an open-booked family. We'll give you the full version. He recently got kicked out, but he is doing really well, and he is extremely happy. And personally, I'm kind of glad, like, it happened, because, like, not that he needed to move out, but, like, he was just in a place where in his life where I think if he didn't make that jump into living on his own, he wouldn't have been able to grow as much, which is exactly what I went through when I was 18. My dad tossed me out and changed the locks on the doors. And in the mess of it, I was really hysterical. But, like, after time went on, I was actually really grateful for that, like, you know, lesson to be learned.
Yeah, no, I've heard that with a couple of people. That's crazy to do. But at the same time, it is a life lesson to learn.
Yeah. Well, that was just, like, always their philosophy. Like, my dad kind of raised himself since, like, probably like 14, I think, is when he left the house. He, like, I'm pretty sure he, like, gave some false information to the military so that he could join it early, but no, he was out on his own at an early age, and, you know, I think he really wanted us to kind of do the same. And yeah, really, really grateful for, I guess, you know, when you're, like, younger and you kind of just, like, hate the way your parents try to, like, raise you, or you just, like, and you butt heads a lot, but then you get older and then you kind of realize, like, oh, okay, I see, like, why they were like that.
Yeah.
You become more understanding. Yeah.
Great to hear.
Yeah. Speaking of parents, how are your parents?
Pretty good. They're down the hall. I'm still living at home. Kind of thankfully, but at the same time, it's like, I'm getting to that point where, like, I got to get out, but the market's not great and quarantine's not helpful at all.
No, not at all. I actually know a lot of people are breaking their leases right now because they can't afford it. But honestly, ride that one out as long as you can, because paying rent sucks. And your family's great. Like, I don't know. If I could, like, move back to, like, closer to my parents, I would. But I just really love Southern California, so.
Yeah, no, that is the thing. I try to visit there as often as I could. Like, especially now that there's more freedom. Like, before coronavirus hit, I was visiting there at least once a year.
Oh, wow. What part?
It's give or take, because I would visit Jessica. And then my friend Kyle, if you remember him from high school.
Dude, Kyle, he's down at UCI.
Yeah.
So his mom and my mom work together at Kaiser. They're like.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So Anna is my mom's, like, supervisor. And it's funny because, like, you know how moms just, like, gossip? So I'll hear, like, all the dirt on, like, Kyle and brother, and I'm like, oh, interesting. I'm like, that's cool. But yeah, they're a great family too. I love Anna.
Yeah, they're still kind of open, because, like, we just show up anytime back in high school at his place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's literally their house, which is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Next time you come down to SoCal, you got to visit Huntington. It's like. I feel like it's a little more low-key and, like, not as much traffic as, like, L.A., which is what I appreciate about it. But the beaches are, like, way more beautiful, in my opinion, than, like, L.A. beaches.
Yeah. So is it, like, more northern than L.A. or southern, or just?
So it's south. Yeah. South. So it goes – once you get down to SoCal, like, and you get out of the Grapevine, that's L.A. County. And then following L.A. County, going more south and west, like, on the ocean, that's Orange County. More inland and south you go, you'll hit Riverside County, which is, like, oh, and then also, like, the Inland Empire. And then after, like, Orange County, I'm pretty sure you hit San Diego County. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and Jonathan. I've talked to Jonathan. San Diego just reminded me of him.
So is he down there?
Yeah, he's in San Diego right now.
Nice. I know his brother. Did he join the Marines? I don't know what he joined.
I don't remember. I know he lives in Arizona now.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And I think he's, don't quote me on this either, but I think he's going to get married soon.
Oh, well, that's, yeah. I feel like military, like, people, like, get married. It's a lot more common for, like, military couples to get married.
Yeah.
Because they get a huge stipend. I know that. Like, you get, like.
Not really.
It's pretty cool. What's Jonathan up to? He went to, was he at UCSD?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he graduated end of last year, so right now he's still working from home, trying to get a more full-time job, but but he's doing good. I talked to him towards the beginning of quarantine, like I think in April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were talking a bunch about video games and what we did as kids, so.
Nice. What are your guys' top games?
Well, at the time, I was finishing up Spider-Man. He was about to buy it. And basically for me, I play a lot of sports games, and he's been getting done with a lot of story games.
Nice. Yeah, my brother and I's go-to was probably like Call of Duty back in high school.
That was, I think, everybody's.
Yeah. Even Natalie Komoda and I remember we would like, over the summers, we would like lifeguard at Waterworld, the water park.
Yeah.
Do you remember Waterworld? And we would just like be there all day, and then like, I think we would like start our shifts at like 7, 8 a.m. But we like wouldn't go to bed until like 4 a.m. because we'd just be all night playing Call of Duty and like eating Oreos.
That sounds like a good time.
It was. Kind of. Do you miss like childhood or like high school?
It depends on the situation. Like the stuff where you don't have to worry about like bills or taxes or any of that, where like your parents like, hey, can I get ice cream? No? Okay, that's fine. I'll just be over there. Stuff like that. Is
yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, that kind of still happens today where I'm like, hey, where'd all the ice cream go? Okay, cookies over there.
Yeah, I got options. Yeah, I think that's what I miss most about my parents' house is just like, it was always stocked with food.
Mm-hmm.
Never had to worry. Here we're like, actually, I have to admit, I feel like I have like a Trader Joe's addiction. Like, I'm just always there. But like, as an adult, you have to, you know, like, not finance, but like budget yourself so mm-hmm. you don't spend all of your like salary on food.
It's very easy to.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I could eat for days.
Yeah. If you want like something sweet at Trader Joe's, try their cookie butter.
Ooh, yeah. Cookie butter's the go-to. They just sold out. It was like a ube pancake. I think it was like a box or like one of the frozen stuff. But those were pretty good. I think my go-to there though is the everything but the bagel salmon, like the lox. Or they have like a Greek yogurt guacamole.
Ooh.
And that, yeah, it is amazing.
It doesn't sound amazing, but I'm trusting you on it.
So it's like a guilt-free, and like the way they make it like guilt-free is they put Greek yogurt in it so that it's like kind of lighter.
That makes sense. Again, I just hear Greek yogurt and I hear guac, and I'm like, how?
Well, so it's funny. Greek yogurt's actually like a really good sour cream substitute as well. Like no one would think you could put like Greek yogurt into like all these different things, but like it works really, really well.
Huh. Okay, good to know. I'm writing that down.
So who do you have lined up next on your podcast?
So far right now, nobody. I'm just going to send a bunch of more messages and see who responds. Like a couple people said no. Some people just read it and not respond. And that's really up to them. I'm just giving them the option.
Okay. Have you reached out to like Alicia Stone or anyone?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they on red, but who knows? I might send out another just hey, like yeah, down in life.
I would bug her. She just started nursing school, so I know she's been kind of slammed with that. But since COVID, I want to say she's a little more free.
Yeah. It's interesting to see where everyone is in life because I've said this before, but like, we've known each other for like so long in St. Dominic's that those core values are still there, but we're like almost different people at the same time.
Yeah. Do you go to church still?
I am a holiday Catholic.
Okay. I feel that. I'm trying to go more. I want to like watch live stream masses, but it's like, I feel like it's just the discipline to actually like put it in your schedule and then commit to it at that time is like the only thing holding me back.
I know. It's just, once high school hit and I started like making friends who were more into sports as me, every Sunday once football season starts, like church, football.
You're a Niner fan, right?
Yes.
Okay. How are you feeling about our last draft?
It felt good. Yeah. It's the way I look at it is we traded, it was DeForest Buckner, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we get a first round draft pick and draft someone as good as him. that is just a one for one, and we're saving money to invest in other places. And then the wide receiver, he's not as fast as other wide receivers, but he fits the Shanahan system. And that's what I love about his system is that it you could place anybody in there and have it fit. So you don't have to go out and pay these stars a lot of money. Have you heard what Patrick Mahomes just got?
I don't want to say 400. How much did he get?
And it's 400 for 10 years. It's
400? Oh, I was right. Okay.
It's 503 if he finishes his incentives. That's the max deal, but the minimum is 400. And that's just crazy.
I want to know how the NFL is going to continue to, like, pay these athletes. Because with, you know, everything shut down, they have no ticket sales. They have no, like, how are they supposed to bring in revenue and then pay out millions of dollars? Like, I just don't understand.
The revenue so far is just by merchandise sales, which doesn't pay much. So my theory is if things keep like going this upward trajectory in cases and no fans, we might be seeing playoffs come and they be pay-per-view. That's just my theory. I can be completely wrong, but that's just one way they can make money and people will pay for that.
Yeah, it is the NFL. I was being cheap this year. I would like find a live stream on Reddit and then I would hook my laptop up to my TV and then just like play Reddit like live stream. There's also a dude. Okay, literally, so I live like a little less than a mile from the ocean in Huntington, but like a little shorter than that, there's like this like dope kind of like strip mall. It's called Pacific City. And there is this like country bar there that is 100% 49er fan based.
When you say it's country, I was expecting Cowboys, but cool.
Right? No, yeah, it's like it's dope. They like deck out the bar like completely in like red and gold, and like every Sunday it's like all the 49er fans go there and it is like the sickest.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Right? I was like so pumped that they had that, especially down here, because like typically it's a lot of who's that LA football team that no one cares about?
Rams or Chargers?
Both of them. There you go. I was expecting like something like that to be down here, which there are a lot of still, but yeah, I was still very excited to find a completely 49er faithful bar. They even have like the banners that say like 49er faithful, like just everywhere.
See, with the Rams and Chargers, it's give and take for them because their fan bases are in different cities. The Rams original fan base, well, they were originally LA, but then St. Louis for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then the Chargers, San Diego, all the San Diego fans don't want to commute to LA. And all the new Rams fans that are in LA are just hipsters that like, oh, an NFL team, I'll buy a hat. And no one shows up to the game.
Nope. Not at all. That was the one thing that I wish so when I transferred from Arizona State to Long Beach, they didn't have a football team. But it was weird because they sold merchandise at the stores that said like Long Beach State football. And it would always throw me off because I'm like, we don't have a football team. Like, why are we selling merchandise?
It could be a joke because my older brother, Chris, when he went to Sonoma, they had a T-shirt that said Sonoma State football undefeated since whatever year. But that was the year they got cut. So.
That makes sense, actually. Yeah, I don't think they have anything that says undefeated since, but I can see it kind of as like a joke. But yeah, ASU football was like – I think that was like one of the main reasons I like went out to Arizona was just because they were like a Big 12 school. Pac-12, and they had like really fun football. The stadium was really beautiful, and it's crazy that you talked about St. Louis, because we actually just drove through St. Louis. I just did a cross-country trip last week, and we were talking about how the Rams were out there. We actually drove past the stadium. That's pretty cool. Huh. Yeah.
So how was that cross-country trip with COVID going now around?
Honestly, I felt pretty safe because we were mostly just like in the car in like other areas for the most part. But we went to New Mexico, and New Mexico turns out is a green state. So they have like very low to none COVID cases, which I felt, you know, once again, good about. We did go to Sedona and did some like hiking, which also felt kind of nice because you're kind of secluded. But we did stop in Tempe because I wanted to meet up with one of my girlfriends, and she was telling me about how she got COVID like back in March, and she was like telling me, 'cause she has asthma. And she was telling me it was like breathing through a straw for her. And it was like a little nerve wracking, but all in all, like, you know, really good trip. I'm glad we went. I've been doing a lot of traveling since I got furloughed. And I'm like, well, might as well just like go camp out in places that are far away from people than like camp out at home and like get to see some like cool scenery. We went hot air ballooning in New Mexico, and that was like probably like the highlight of the trip.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. 10 out of 10 recommend. Apparently they're the hot air balloon capital of the world, which I did not realize. Yeah.
Hmm. Wait, yeah. The world. Okay.
Yeah. Because they have this
like France or something.
Have you been out that way?
Where?
Like France or
No, I've not been to Europe. I've been to Mexico, Bahamas, Hawaii, anything tropical, not European.
Oh, okay. Nice. I'm trying to go to do like a Southeast Asia trip next year. My aunt moved from Thailand to Vietnam, so I want to like go kind of visit. That's like cool. Yeah, but right now everywhere in Europe and Asia, they just don't want Americans, so that's the only downfall right now.
Totally understandable for their
country. I don't blame them. Like we're not doing so hot over here.
No, see, pluck the fool, we're not being smart at all, but that's just a story for another time.
Yeah. Today was my first day back at work, and we were kind of just talking about like just the cases rising, and which I don't really understand why they want us still out in our territories. Because I go to medical offices and I talk to the doctors, and, you know, and you would think they would just want like to see patients, but I don't know. It's a really dicey situation. I'm really interested to see how it's going to be in the fall, because I know that they talked about another rise. But my mom, who's an RT at Kaiser, was saying that the rise that we're having right now is from Memorial Day.
What? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. I'm curious what the 4th of July spike is going to look like.
Yeah, I agree. I know that they closed down the beach in Huntington and the rest of the state beaches, but I know a lot of people funneled down to San Diego, including myself. So I'm just curious, like, how that's going to spike up in like certain areas, because there's a lot of counties in California that weren't doing too bad, like Butte County and like Yolo County. Actually, I don't know how well SAC was doing, but you know, the northern counties, they were doing all right.
Yeah, they're pretty much separated as it is.
We'll see. It keeps mutating too, so that's a little worrisome. Have you talked a lot about COVID with your other podcast?
Before, like when it first started, I was like, you know, with everything going on outside, but now I'm actually starting to talk about it a bit more, because
yeah,
I'm a little bit more, not really knowledgeable, but I've been reading, and so I know how bad it gets, or how bad it could get.
Yeah.
From like minor to severe, and even minor still severe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I work for a med device company that specializes in like breathing treatments and breathing devices, and it's actually been getting a little recommended for, you know, people that have trouble breathing to maybe invest in like a CPAP or start using their CPAP and BiPAP machines, just because SARS essentially is like you know, your upper respiratory, so you need kind of like breathing treatments all in all.
And like the one part that scares me the most is what it does to you afterwards, just like the toll
recovery process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the one thing you miss the most since all this hit?
It would have to be hugging my family and friends.
Yeah. I feel that. Who have you not been able to see since it all went down?
Like at the beginning, I was kind of like Xing out seeing anybody because I too have asthma. So I'm like, I'm good. I'm going to bunker down.
But yeah.
That's the point where I'm like, okay, I'm going to see a couple of friends just like from a distance, driveway to driveway or backyard visits. And then my grandfather, who's just bored out of his mind, has been visiting us a lot.
Aw.
Which I don't mind. It was good to see him and see him doing well.
Yeah. Were you guys able to stock up on toilet paper because Matthew works at Costco?
No. When it first started, we were fine. But then it got to the point where, like, we had a couple rolls left and my dad was like, okay, we need to go. I'm like, we're good. Like, they're going to start tomorrow. So we spent a whole night looking around, and we found it in a little, stop-and-go place.
Ow. And my roommate, I think, got like a six pack at one point from like CVS, but it was like $20. And I was like, how can they be allowed to charge $20 for toilet paper?
What I should have done was invest in a toilet paper company.
Right.
Their stocks are probably going up.
Is that a thing? Can you do that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm actually trying to get into stocks more because I just want to learn more about investing and be able to like multiply my money because like there's so much you can do in terms of like working, but if you can take that earned salary or earned like, you know, your earned cash and triple that by saving it, like I'm all for that. So
yeah, I know some banks, like you can make like an account where it just invests a little by little for you, or you can do it yourself. Yes. Yeah. So,
I've looked into money mutual funds. I started a, what's it called? Commerce? No.
E-commerce?
Not e-commerce. It's like one of those accounts where like you can like sell and trade. But my family friend recommended that I open that because the interest that you can get on those accounts by just like putting savings in there is higher than the interest fees, or not interest fees, interest rates on like certain savings accounts. So I was like, oh, I'll just throw it there, see what happens. But yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
So what kind of work are you looking for now that you've been kind of, because you were at Chevrolet, right?
Yep, for about 8 years this month.
Wow.
Yeah, I started in high school and just stayed there.
That's awesome. 8 years is a long time. That makes you look like a really like reliable like employee too. Like I'm surprised.
I hope so.
No, that's a long time. So did you get furloughed or they like had to do cuts?
It started off with furlough. Then I was brought back on call, but they never called me in because I told them, hey, with my asthma, I don't like getting into random people's cars. So they didn't bring me in, and then they furloughed me again, and then they officially just cut me off. Which
so
is fine. It's gotten to the point where like I like the place, but I'm not loving the job I'm doing.
Yeah. And that's, I think, the most important thing that you have to, like, learn is how to say no and say yes to the things that you do like and don't like. Because, like, work's not everything, but being able to do work without it not feeling like work and, like, you know, supporting yourself, I think is huge.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you find, you know, something that you love and supports you in the very near future.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I've just been looking for basically any random jobs that could be work from home. Or video editing jobs, because that's what I want to start getting into. But those people are very high maintenance and finding what they want in someone.
Yeah. My my best friend, Glenn, it's crazy you mentioned that. He actually started his own, like, video editing company. We were, like, when I was living in the Bay, when I first started, like, junior college at DBC, he was doing, like, construction and going to, like, junior college in, like, Shasta area. And he was just like really passionate about doing video editing. He's like, I really want to move down to LA and start like open a studio and do all this kind of stuff. And, you know, he set his mind to it. And he actually, you know, Future the rapper.
I've heard of that name, but I haven't really seen anything from him.
So Future's like pretty big. He took him to Dubai and My friend Glenn got to like, you know, shoot him in Dubai, like do all these really cool like video edits. He does like music festivals as well, but it's just a matter of networking and getting your name out there. So
yeah,
maybe try like LinkedIn or.
Oh yeah, no, I'm on everything right now. I'm trying to do my own thing just to showcase. This is what I like to do. This is what I want to do.
Yeah, it's you're perfecting your art.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah. And that's awesome. Like I think it's really cool that you get to do this and also like catch up with all of, like, you know, those people that you grew up with and kind of developed the same similar, those core values, you know, from St. Dominic's.
Yeah, it's very interesting and I've been loving doing it, just seeing where everyone's at.
Yeah. What's the most interesting one you've done so far?
I would have to say that would be with Kyle, because he just basically talked about his time in the Air Force, and that was just interesting just listening to him. And just the adventures he's been on. Like, for example, there was one he was talking about. He was at a bar and a fight broke out and the German police showed up and things went crazy.
That is crazy. Yeah, Germany's, I hear it's pretty wild out there. But that's, I actually, I thought about joining the Air Force. My dad made me promise him not to join the military because he was in the military and he really he just thinks there's other avenues. That and, you know, coming from a Filipino family, my parents just want me to be a nurse, essentially, but we'll see. the Air Force has a lot of really good opportunities, so that's awesome.
So I want to ask, what got you into doing what you do now, with working with just, like, different doctors and all that?
So I'm like, wow, that's a really loaded question. No.
Okay.
I just kind of fell into it. Like, I was in my internship at, you know, Cal State Long Beach for my last semester, and my preceptor just telling me, like, you know, like, apply for jobs before you graduate, because it's going to be hard to find a job once you graduate. And she wasn't wrong. Like, I'm still actually kind of looking for, I'm like, I really hope my employer doesn't listen to this podcast somehow, but
I,
like,
highly doubt
that. I'm looking for other jobs currently. I'm just trying to keep an open mind for, like, yeah, opportunities. I really want to move down to SD, but I like just applied on Indeed to, like, a bunch of jobs with my resume, and this was looking for people, and it had a salary and, like, a lot of, like, you know, other perks to it, like a job or company car, company, like, iPad, phone, like, paid time off, like, health insurance too, even though we don't need that yet, thank God, because health insurance is ridiculous to afford. I literally just fell into it. I had that sales background because I was a PT, so, and a lot of people don't realize how much personal training is almost like half sales, because you kind of have to, like, sell yourself to you know, get people to not just want to have a trainer, but kind of realize that, like, they need that, you know, help or assistance. And I'm actually all for, like, you know, kind of having a coach. Like, I actually have my own trainer now. But yeah, just having, like, a background in sales and then getting my degree in healthcare is, I think, just how I kind of fell into, like, you know, management and kind of like being, like, a medical sales rep. So yeah, that's where I'm at now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I really wanted to, like, you know, go into, like, those fields where, you know, I'm getting more medical knowledge and, like, you know, being, like, the frontline kind of healthcare worker. But I just felt like there's other ways for me to be in the medical field without, you know, committing myself to a job where I'm working 40 hours a week for 40 years of my life, you know, that whole 9-to-5. Like, I love this job because I get to make my own schedule. I get to start my day whenever, end my day whenever, choose which offices I'm going to go to, because I manage two large territories in Southern California. I really like it there, and I think I want to stay in this field. COVID's also really opened my eyes on maybe looking into careers where I do get that medical knowledge. Like, I got my EMT because I thought I was going to go into firefighting, which I still kind of think about, and my family friends tell me about how San Jose Fire Department just opened up. But yeah, COVID's really kind of made me realize, like, if you don't want to get furloughed during an epidemic, you should probably find a job where you're applying medical knowledge to help treat people and keep the nation healthy. Any other?
I am on a blank. This usually happens about a quarter of the way in. No. Because with this, I only have one question, and just it kind of goes off from there, which is like the fun part, because I don't have to worry about, okay, this question.
Yeah, checking off the list. But that's, like, the beauty of it too, especially when, like, you talk to someone you haven't, you know, seen or, like, heard from in, like, forever. It's like there's so many different avenues that you can, like, just go up.
Yeah, just it's the catching up part that I love.
But my favorite ones definitely, I think, have to be, like, St. Dominic's, because St. Dominic's, like, I don't know, it's like our childhood, man. Like,
you got any favorite moments
from St. Dominic's?
Yeah.
That's a hard one. Ooh, yeah. Okay, so in fifth grade, they would, like, send me, I remember this specifically, I don't really know why, but I do remember they would, like, pull me out of class to go talk to some lady, like, next to the church. And I didn't realize until now that it was, like, a counseling session. So I, like, didn't know if I was, like, a problem kid or whatever, but I would always get to miss class. And Mr. Mark Harton's class, not that it wasn't fun, but, like, I don't know, whenever we would sit and talk about, like, world history, I would just, like, go to sleep. If we weren't being bribed with those, like, those biscuits, I didn't care to be involved.
Oh my God, forgot about those biscuits.
Right?
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah. Other than that, I think my other favorite part was just, like, getting to hang out at what was that after school program that we had where, like, if your parent couldn't pick you up at after class, you would, like, go there? Extension? Is that what
they called it? Extension, yes.
Yeah. So one time my dad fell asleep and forgot to pick me up in kindergarten, and I got to go to extension for, like, a very long time.
Those things could be super fun sometimes because, like, I remember I did that a couple times, and sometimes they had leftover lunch food, and I'm like, cool.
Nice. What was your favorite memory from St. Dominic's?
I think – see, I have a lot of embarrassing memories that I remember, but as for fun memories, because we would always play handball, and I remember hitting my first home run. I know it's sports related, but that one sticks out to me.
Yeah. Do you remember they wouldn't let us kick the ball? Like, we couldn't play kickball because we'd always kick it over the fence.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, a ridiculous rule. Because I'm like, what if there's, like, kids that play soccer? Then you're, like, telling all those kids that they can't even play soccer, you know?
I don't even remember anyone trying to play soccer. It might be because of the kicking thing, but...
Yeah, I think it was because we weren't allowed to kick. I always see Mrs. Morgado sometimes, like, at Rayleigh's when I go home. Mm-hmm. It's, like, crazy expensive now, though, if you want to go to St. Dominic's. It's, like... Because I think our parents paid, like, maybe, like, $1,500 back in the day. Like, either for the school year or for, like, the half. But, like, now I want to say it's, like, probably $8,000 for a school year. Yeah, dude, it's freaking expensive to go to private school.
That's more than college.
Yeah. I'm like, how did my parents swing that? Because, like, my parents were not, like, in the medical positions they're in now when we went. And I'm like, dude, shout out them. Like, they're hustlers.
Man, I didn't even realize how expensive it's gotten.
Yeah.
That explains the new paint jobs they have, but... Remember, it was, like, the same blue the entire time, and, like, paints were peeling in some places. Like, they never renovated anything there.
No, yeah. And now it's all new. Bathrooms with, like, little caves.
That was weird.
It was good times, though. I look back in it, and I'm like, I think from the most part, I'm most grateful to have that, like, foundation of, like, a faith built, because, like, my sister, who is 12 years old now, went through, like, public school. My parents didn't send her to St. Dominic's. And she goes, are we Christian or are we Mormon? And I'm like, Alexis, we're a Catholic family. Like, she doesn't even know who Jesus is. And I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, we need to send her to First Communion still or some kind of, like, classes because this child needs God. Yeah, very, very grateful for her upbringings.
Oh, yeah. No, they're so good. I honestly, whenever, like, church happened, like, because my parents would always bring every Sunday. I'm like, why? I go every, like, weekday with school.
Dude, right? We would go, like, 3 times a week, and I hated it because, you know how we'd have to, like, sit in, like, these weird orders with, like, either all the girls or all the guys or, like,
and it's always up front in front of everything.
Dude, I don't know why, but I would always sit next, like, I would just have to sit next to sometimes Bailey, and we would just fight over elbow space in the pews, and we would have, like, elbow fights, and, like, I just, ugh, it was brutal. I got bullied severely at St. Dominic's, believe it or
really?
Not. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I swear to God. That's why,
I'm like, sorry that happened, but I'm just surprised. No, it's fine. Like, to me, you seem like the most popular person there.
Definitely not. I just remember,
like, a weird viewpoint then.
No, like, the girls were like some of them, I had very minimal girlfriends at St. Dominic's, but a lot of them are just really mean. But that's how kids are, you know?
Yeah.
And I just didn't really, like, care to, like, be around, like, their brattiness or, like, just the drama. So that's why I hung out with all the guys growing up, because, like, you know, I would always play basketball. And
to be fair, I, like, all of it for me was just, like, kind of a quietness and let things happen. I'm just going to stay with what I'm doing, which half the time I have no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah. You were really quiet. That's why I was like, a podcast. I was like, that's sick. I was like,
yeah, I'm talking.
Yeah. Social. What? No,
I know. I'm still very introverted. It's very fun just because I know what my problems are and I see it happen. I'm like, dude, don't do it. Oh, you're doing it. Gosh dang it.
It's that conscience. Because, yeah, you were always hanging out with John Franco and Jonathan. I feel like you still, like, hung out, like, for the most part with everyone. But I remember, yeah, those guys being your solid crew. My mom actually has, like, coffee with John Franco's mom and a couple of the other moms still, like, every, like, couple weeks. And I love it.
Yeah, they formed a tight bond, I think all our mothers did.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's funny because I actually went a couple months back to their little coffee date, and I got to talk to Stella, who I freaking love, and she's a grandma now.
Yeah, Auxilio has a kid.
Yeah, which is crazy. How's John Franco liking being an uncle? Have you talked to him?
Yeah, he's great. I keep in touch with him the most. He's loving it. He's living on his own. He has an apartment in Vallejo with his girlfriend Michelle.
Oh, good for him.
So yeah, he's doing well. It's crazy because after St. Dominic's, we kind of separated with high school and stuff, and I kept in touch here and there. But in college, we both went to SF State for that first semester. I continued on. He went to somewhere else, I can remember. But then he started working at the ferry, so I started seeing him when I commuted into the city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did you so you didn't stay in the dorms your first year at SF State? You just commuted?
Yeah, that's way too expensive.
Well, I didn't know you can opt out on that, but
really?
That's clutch because, yeah, paying for rent and going to school is, it's a bitch.
Yeah.
But you get through it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I only chose SF State as my only option. Mm-hmm. So once I got it, I'm like, cool. Because I knew, because both my parents worked in the city, so I knew, okay, cool, free rides sometimes. I have family in the city, so I could hang out with them.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, like, I worked that around my school choice besides the school itself.
Yeah.
The idea of being able to commute was just a fun idea to me, and it still is. I love commuting.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing.
No, I, and that's the thing too, like, I was really grateful, like, same boat as you, to, like, go to DBC, because I was able to commute, stay home, be near family, but I don't know, something in me, I think at one point, I was just like, you know what, I want to get out of California, I want to get out of here, like, I want to experience something, so I think that's what kind of drove me over to Tempe, but, yeah, Tempe is a whole nother, like, animal, I have to admit, like, I think the school in general had, like, it was between, like, 60,000 or, like, 80,000 students that were, like, a combo of, like, in-person and online because they have, like, four campuses in Arizona. But, yeah, dude, you, like, drink from, like, Wednesday until Sunday out there. It was, yeah, I did not last very long at all. I think I was there, like, a little less than a year, but.
I mean, as long as you had your fun time there when it lasted.
Oh, I, like, I didn't thrive, but, like, I, like, definitely went balls to the walls. Like, okay, I
so
just
you're vibing, so that's good.
Okay, so I lived like less than a mile. I think it was about like a half mile from like Mill Ave, which was like this like strip in Tempe, and it had like I think over 50 bars alone. So, and I was working at this pizza joint at the time because I was like, you know, just trying to pay rent. I didn't know how to pull out student loans. I still don't to this day. So I just like,
I mean, that's
pretty much
kind of a good thing. Kind of.
Yeah, it is a good thing, as funny as that sounds, but like. Dude, I went through my savings so fast at that school because I was out there on a scholarship called WUI, Western Undergraduate Exchange, and they took that away like my first day there because I was signed up at Tempe campus, but I was supposed to be at West campus. There's four campuses. It was a weird technicality, but yeah, so I worked at this pizza joint to like, you know, fund my school, and then I got my trainer cert to help pay off school, and it would close at 10, and everyone that worked at this pizza spot was like all in college, so we would all just like try to bust out like all of our side work, close down the restaurant, be out of there by like 11 and to the bars by like 11:30, and it was like the best gig. Like, you work hard, you play hard, you stumble home, you sleep for about 2 hours, then you go to class pretty hungover. It was fun. It was a great time, but yeah, after a while you kind of realize like, all right, maybe I should get my shit together and start sleeping more and get better grades or transfer schools, and that's what happened. But
you gotta have fun on the journey, you know.
100%, and that's the thing too. Like, it's definitely about, you know, the way. It's about the journey. It's not essentially about the destination, but hard roads will lead to beautiful destinations. As cliche as that sounds, but it is
true.
It
works for this podcast.
100%. That's where life takes you, and that's how life's going.
That just sounds like a beautiful place to like cut it.
No, go for it.
Yeah, I don't know if you wanted to talk about anything else or anything more. Unless you have somewhere else to be. Well, not somewhere else to be, but something else to do.
Just quarantined. No, I'm actually still trying to unpack. I have like, I have been at my house probably like the longest time span, maybe about like 24 hours in the past like 4 months. Yeah, I'll like either be in the Bay and then I'll come home for a day and then I'll either go camping somewhere. Like I went to Utah for like a week and a half and then I came back and then I went to the Bay and then I came back and then I went to San Diego and I came back and then I went to Ohio and then we did the cross country road trip and then I came back and then I went back to San Diego and now I'm home. So there's a lot of laundry I gotta do.
You're having the best quarantine I've ever.
I know. It sounds fun. I feel like a lot of people that if they hear this podcast, they're going to be like, she's not social distancing, but I was being really good. Like,
I mean, the way you sounded, camping sounds like the most social distancing you can do away from home.
Exactly. Dude, I went to Big Sur and like went camping with like this dope group of friends and we were like so far away from everyone and anything like, and it was dope. We like camped on like a mountainside and like looked over the ocean and just like, it was just nice. Sometimes it's nice to just get away and like listen to the silence of like, no rushing cars or anything. Yeah, you gotta make the best out of, you know, worst things in life, which is kind of quarantine right now. But yeah, thanks for having me on your show. This was
thanks for coming on.
100%. Anytime.